From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that the Village of Athens is getting two grants totaling $1,087,787, and the Village of Cooksackie is getting one $1.4 million grant for water infrastructure projects. The money comes from the $4.2 billion Clean Water, Clean Air, and Green Jobs Environmental Bond Act that was approved by New York voters in 2022. Athens can use $228,984 for wastewater collection and mitigation and another $798,803 for water treatment plant improvements, while Cooksackie gets $1,490,772 for a wastewater collection system plan. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "No one in New York should ever fear that they don't have access to clean water. This investment will make life-saving improvements to our water infrastructure and safeguard drinking water for millions of people, in addition to saving New Yorkers money and creating tens of thousands of jobs," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that Kleinkill Airport in Columbia County is for sale for $1.5 million. The 37-acre Chatham Airport has a 4,000-foot grass landing strip and 10 hangars that currently keep 39 small planes. George Kerner, a former American Airlines pilot, and Peter Nelson are both 80 and have decided it is, and I quote, "time to think about unloading some things that we own," end quote. The Federal Aviation Administration reports 900 flights there between summer 2019 and summer 2020, the most recent year on record, with 100 of the flights non-local. This private facility opened in the 1980s and a publicly accessible airport owned by the county in the town of Ghent are the only airports in Columbia County. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Catherine Doyle and Megan Leibowitz report for NBC that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik filed another complaint about a judge who has ruled on several cases of protesters attempting to overthrow the government on January 6, 2021. Stefanik alleged judicial misconduct because U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell, who has overseen various January 6 related cases, spoke in favor of democracy and against authoritarianism. Accepting an award at a Women's White Collar Defense Association gala, the judge said, and I quote, "My D.C. judicial colleagues and I regularly see the impact of big lies at the sentencing of hundreds of individuals who have been convicted for offense conduct on January 6, 2021, when they disrupted the certification of the 2020 presidential election at the U.S. Capitol. As district court judges, we are all about the facts," end quote. Stefanik calls that, and I quote, "highly inappropriate political speech," end quote. Stefanik submitted a complaint to D.C. Court of Appeals Chief Judge Sri Srinivasan. Stefanik filed a different legal complaint on November 10th against Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. And you can read more about this story at NBC News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.